Jekka News, you need to know now.
In the traffic, there was a truck crash on the Allendale off-ramp from the N1 northbound. It's blocking off the entirety of the routes out towards Kempton Park. You can still get out towards the Mall of Africa, although that's not recommended. And everything getting through the Buccleuch Interchange, Western Bypass, N3 and Mike 1 northbound, all badly delayed.
We start with a story that may upset sensitive listeners. It's a violent murder that happened in Mpumalanga. Police have arrested a 33-year-old woman in connection with the murder of a 37-year-old man. The victim was stabbed to death in Wesselton Extension 2 in Armulua, and the police confirmed that some body parts have been dismembered. Then we move to Greece. More than 20 wildfires are raging near the country's third biggest city, Patras. The current heat wave in Europe stoked blazes in Greece, but also other southern European countries. And so far this year, thousands have been forced to evacuate their homes due to fires. And the talk of the town today, the summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. It's been confirmed that the talks will happen at a joint base in Alaska in the U.S. These and other stories are on jackranfm.com. Click on news. Renier van Zyl from Efficient Private Clients keeps us up to speed on highlights of the international business front today.
U.S. markets kicked off on a high note, with the Nasdaq and the S&P 500 both hitting fresh intraday records. The Dow isn't far behind, needing less than 1% gain to set its own record as well. This rally comes hot on the heels of yesterday's softer-than-expected inflation report, which gave investors fresh confidence that the U.S. Federal Reserve could cut interest rates in September.
A dollar trading at 17 Rand 51, a euro at 20 Rand 51, and a pound sitting at 23 Rand 77. Gold $3,359.71 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil $65.22 per barrel. I'm Madeleine for Shermore News at 7.
We start off with some rugby news. Fullback Apelele Fassie has been handed a potential game-changing responsibility for Saturday's Rugby Championship opener at Ellis Park, stepping up as the backup goal kicker in the unlikely event that Moni Lubbock's radar goes awry. Now, Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus says that he confirmed that Fassie is among the goal-kicking alternatives, a move that's designed to keep Lubbock running the show from fly half without having to turn to the bench for a specialist kicker. And the informed fullback says he's ready to step up to the challenge. After bagging an impressive 2-0 victory against Stellenbosch FC in the 2025-26 Betway Premiership Opener, the Glamour Boys, the Kaizer Chiefs, will now turn their attention to Polokwane City. The match is happening at the FNB Stadium tonight. It starts at 7:30. Gavin Hunt's Durban City will take on Chippa United, a team he coached once before, and Magesi take on Stellenbosch, with Magesi still looking for a graphic designer to help them with that logo of theirs. Not really, but they should be. Gianluigi Donnarumma, well, his career at PSG appears to be over, and he was left out of tonight's UEFA Super Cup final against Tottenham Hotspur with the signing of Lucas Chevalier from Lille. And that would leave the goalkeeper with nowhere to go. But, of course, Manchester City sources are describing reports that they are in talks with him as speculation at the moment. And an inspired Jadon Seals led the West Indies to a 202-run victory over Pakistan in the third and deciding ODI in Trinidad earlier. And the fast bowler blew away the Pakistan top order en route to figures of 6-18 as the tourists were bundled out for just 92 as they were chasing down 295 to win. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Ross.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Ooh, Jacaranda FM.